Thank you for calling Kentucky Wildcat Travel, powered by Total Sports Travel. My name is
Hi.
Kenya. How may I assist you today?
Hey, I was on here trying to book a couple rooms and tickets. Do y'all not have any of the second level tickets? That it doesn't give me that option on here. That was in my email.
If it's not giving you the option, we have sold out of them.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. So if the little drop-down box doesn't show them, you're out of them, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
I just saw the email, like, yesterday.
It just came available yesterday.
Well, all right. That's what I wanted to know.
Okay, and thank you.
Because that's what they all wanted, was second level.
Mm-hmm. Do they have any first level available?
Well, they do for quite a bit more money, but, you know, the base, we were trying to get off the baseline because we usually do level three, but I have a couple. I have one, I got an 80-year-old, and I got a 78-year-old, and I got a, so I was trying to get them to where they didn't have so many steps. And what do you have to do to be, like, in a handicap area? Like, my aunt has rheumatoid arthritis, and...
Let me ask 1 second, okay? I'm just waiting on a response, okay? About the handicap seat in 1 second.
Okay. Didn't do it. The exact day I got that, and now they don't have no second level.
Oh.
Well, I was typing in the comments. 80-year-old with rheumatoid arthritis. Little steps as possible. Will that be taken into consideration?
That's what I just typed. She says she don't think that they have the ability to get handicapped seats.
I mean, that's okay.
American, like, Disability Act, basically handicapped. Okay.
I know last year, two of the seats I got were, like, second level, but as soon as you come through the entryway, they were right there. So that was perfect for them, too, because they couldn't make it up them third story steps. I was pushing my mother at one point trying to get her up there because she didn't want to sit in my seat. I said, that's why I got them two seats, to put your butt in it. Well, I'm going to sit where I paid for. I'm like, well, then suffer, and I'll push you up those flights on the third level. Hard head.
I'm asking, will there be any more 200 level tickets available? She said we can only request a handicap room if needed, but not tickets. She's checking to see will there be any more 200 level tickets.
Yeah, I got eight. I would love it if she could find eight 200 levels. It'd be great.
I told you need eight, so that might get her to running. So let's do it like this. Give me your name and telephone number, and if she finds that eight, I can call you back and book you on those eight.
Well,
is that okay?
Should I just pause what I'm doing now?
Yes, because if she finds them, we have to put them in on our end so you can get them.
And I don't want to be left out in the cold on the
100. Right.
Let me give you my cell phone number.
Okay.
Because I'm calling from my work phone.
Okay.
What is my number? 502-827-1132.
Your name?
Sandy Riley. I've been booking with y'all for years. And I've been really watching because last year y'all were really late till like February getting the package out. I about had a stroke.
Oh,
but, Lord. I kept calling y'all, where's your package? Are you going to have one? Just let me know if you're going to have one.
You're making holes. She said, let her check. So she's checking, but I do have the number. So we'll give it a couple of seconds and see if she can pull something up.
Yeah, because I was calling everybody yesterday, and I'm like, I'm booking it tomorrow. I'm booking it. I don't want to be left out in the cold.
Because when it first popped up, I honestly didn't know they had put something up. And I got a call, and he was like, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So I went to the site and I seen it, but it wasn't available on my end to book him. And I kept trying to book him. So she was like, log out and log back in because she's trying to update in the system. So I logged out and logged back in and boom, it was there.
Huh. Yeah, I'd gotten the email. I don't know what day I got the email. Day before yesterday, I think. And I'm like, oh, that's when I started calling people the next day. And I'm like, we got to book this now. I'm ready.
Because it's going, they're going fast.
I
think I did three or four today.
No, and I should have told them I was, but I hate to shell out 10 grand and not for sure if they're going.
Going. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Especially when I want the lower levels, and some of them want the cheaper levels, and I'm like, well, y'all can sit up here if you want, but I'm booking level two. Courtside, level two. And I had them all on board, and now I get on here to do it, and they ain't none. Or it don't show the drop down. And I'm like, dang it, surely they're not already gone.
Yeah, because the last one I did on his end, it only showed one available. So I was like, hold that one, and let me put in your information on this end. And then you come out. And he did, and I was able to add those two.
Oh.
So since then, it's maybe just been,
Well, tell her I'm a very dedicated, long-time customer. We have been doing it with you all. Well, ever since, what was that one we used to use? Commonwealth,
mm-hmm.
Kentucky Commonwealth, many, many years ago, and then they went out and suggested you guys, and I've been using y'all for years.
Thank you so very much. Okay, she's searching, but I do have your number, and that's Miss Sandy Riley at 502-827-1132.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So
and I'm going to just leave all this on my screen on my computer until it'll probably be within the next hour or so, won't it?
Yeah, hopefully before.
Okay.
Okay. And thank you
for
calling.
What was your name, honey? I
forgot. Kenya.
Kenya. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Kenya.
And thank you for calling Total Sports Travel. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.